You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for NZ On Air Music Presents Rewind.
Yes, it is. Thank you, NZ On Air Music. It's time for Rewind. We're into the 8 o'clock hour, so I'll do as I promised. This week, Lucia is talking to Voom. Here we go.
Hi, we're here with Buzz Muller from Voom for Rewind. So, despite having listened to you for about a decade and having Voom be a name that's just always known around my family, I can't for the life of me find anything about you on the internet, about the inner workings of your band. What's the story? What was the process of forming Voom like?
Well, I was living in this flat in the middle of Remuera, surrounded by all these sort of older, rich people, and we were just a flat full of young people, and we made this basement down in the cellar of the house and tried to soundproof it. And we just had this sort of like bunch of friends who were playing in lots of bands. I was friends with all the JPSE guys, John Paul Sartre Experience, and a lot of them worked for me. I had a plastering business, which was, you know, concrete plastering. And I had about 10 different musicians working for me at different times.
Oh, cool.
Because they were all unemployed and stuff. And it was a couple of those guys from JPSA, they convinced us to play a gig. And it was a friend of mine, Mac, and I, and it was just the two of us, and we started off, you know, just mucking around in the bedroom, and we recorded a song called Relax, which... we took up to BFM on a cassette, and they thrashed it, and it went, you know, onto the top 10 and stuff back in the mid-90s.
And you've been on the top 10 many, many times since then, which is what this segment is all about. What was it like when you were first featured on it?
Well, funnily enough, the first time I got on the top 10 was back in the 80s. It was in the mid-80s, and I put out a funny little song called The Butcher's Daughter on a four-track that I just did at home, and I put it out on a cassette that had about 40 different songs on it that someone had made. And someone came up to me about a year later and said, "Oh yeah, that song, yeah, that was number one on BFM for weeks." And I go, no, that's just my song from the cassette. And they said, yeah, that one was on BFM. I was on there before I'd even heard of BFM, which was funny. And then I started up the kids show at BFM in 1989.
Right.
And I did that for about 10 years, and it's still going now.
Yeah, it is.
On Sunday morning, yeah.
So what's your relationship with BFM like?
Yeah, I basically half lived at BFM from about 1989 through to, you know, 2000. And then it was about then that I stopped doing shows and stuff. But I love BFM. It's the, you know, greatest radio station in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Lots of people have amazing memories of Voom gigs. Everyone has great experiences with you. My father still gushes about the time he helped you out with vocals at a house party on Arthur Street years ago. Do you have a personal favourite gig experience or one that stands out?
Me, of Voom.
Mm-hmm.
We did one on Sunday night that was pretty good. It was at Golden Dawn, and I was playing, my daughter Grace and her friend Hattie were supporting us, and they have their band called Leica.
That's really weird, because I saw a photo of Hattie performing, and I was like, oh, that's wild, because Hattie used to be in a band with me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Now she's in a duo with Grace, my daughter, and they played their first gig on Sunday. What was the band called that you guys were in?
Oh, we had several names. It always changed around. We never got around to releasing anything. It was more of just a mess around type of thing.
Wow, how cool.
I was only 7 when Hello, Are You There came out, and some of the strongest, oldest memories I have are dancing to King Kong and Be Your Boy. What was the inspiration behind these brilliant songs, and do you have a favourite song from the album?
King Kong was a song a friend of mine who worked at TV3. He asked me if I had a song that he could put on an All Black ad on TV, and I didn't, and I was sniffing around for a tune that I could give to him, and I had this little demo of a 5-minute jam. So he said, well, if you can get me a recording in 3 months' time, I'll put it on the TV, you know, and you can get some money for it. So I was like, oh, okay. So that was the first song. King Kong was the first song that I ever sat down and sort of methodically wrote this song. I decided to put 2 hours aside every morning and just try and, you know, write the lyrics properly. And all I had was that little melody that went da-na-na, 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 da-na. And so I had to come up with lyrics that went da-da-da, da-da-da, like these simple three-syllable lyrics, and I found it impossibly hard. And I filled up a couple of old exercise books just writing every little three-syllable sentence that I could possibly think of, and it took me about 2 months to finish it all. And it was hilarious because that was the total opposite of the way that we'd done all our other Voom songs, where they had been almost improvised. Like on that first album, Now I Am Me, I think it's about 8 out of the 12 songs on it totally improvised recordings. We just made the songs up with the tape recorder on.
That's awesome.
And the whole thing in our band was basically, you know, with me and Danny Magneto and Mac McCaskill, the three of us, we just used to jam and jam and jam, improvised jamming all the time. And if we weren't making it up on the spot, it was like we thought it wasn't authentic.
I've actually got another funny connection that I just remembered. The bassist from that same band with Hattie in it, her bass teacher was Danny.
Oh, you're joking. That's so funny. New Zealand is such a small little...
It's so small. I need to get the band back together. We can be like a Voom fandom band.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a cool story about King Kong.
I actually wrote that song for the Wellington Hurricane, and I decided that in 2002, I think it was, and I decided that that the Hurricanes were such a crap rugby team, they were coming last on the table and everything. They needed a boot up the bum song.
Yeah.
So I wrote that, you know, like, I am King Kong, I am King Kong, I am indestructible and all that sort of stuff. Is a sort of a rah-rah, you know, I'm invincible type song for the Wellington Hurricane. 14 years later or whatever, they've actually top of the table. They're world champions.
Ooh, maybe it was you.
Yeah, except I never told them. I never gave that song to them.
My dad would be so happy to hear that it's got rugby relations as well. And that 2 hours a morning definitely paid off. It's a brilliantly crafted song.
Yeah, so that was the first time I ever, like, properly, you know, crafted and thought about it. And it was funny, all the songs that have ended up sort of being popular over a long period of time are the ones that I've done that. Whereas back then I thought all the improvised songs were way better.
In 2006, Be Your Boy was voted BFM's Song of the Year, which is pretty cool.
I've got an award. You know, it's a bee.
Cool.
It's made of resin or something like that, red resin. It's got BFM Song of the Year 2006. Yeah, it's really cool.
What was the process of writing that song like? Was it an improv type thing, or was it the same sit down and thrash it out?
It was a song that I wrote driving my car down Dominion Road.
Perfect.
And I just got this little fizzy kind of, you know, sensation and started singing this song. And the other day I was doing a gig down in the South Island with Don McGlashan, where we were both playing at a sort of Canterbury farmer's 50th birthday, and he'd set up the stage and it was all made of hay bales and all the rest of it. And Don and I got up and we sang that song together. He had, just as I was about to play that song, I just remembered, and I said, Don, you know where I wrote this song? He said, nowhere. And I said, halfway down Dominion Road.
Dominion Road, eh? Many great songs from Auckland are written there, I presume.
Yeah, including Halfway Down Dominion Road by Don McGlashan.
Yeah, and the Eversons mentioned that as well.
Oh, that's right. We've done gigs with the Eversons. They're hilarious.
For those of us who missed your gig on Sunday, do you have anything that we can look forward to?
New releases.
Or another gig or something?
Well, on Sunday we played that gig because Mike, our drummer, Mike Berry, he's heading off to Chicago for a couple of years.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so we were saying to him, you know, sort us out a gig over there and we'll come over and play. Well, that won't be any use to the locals. But we sort of play, you know, every now and again. Probably we play about 4 or 5 gigs a year. We might have to get borrow a temporary drummer from somewhere. But Nick Buckton and I and Murray quite keen to get another record out.
Glad to hear it. I'm quite keen for you to get another record out too.
We've all been so busy with babies and
life and kids
and work and all of that.
Well, I'm still vibing on Hello, Are You There 10 years later, so no rush.
We actually have a bunch of songs which are unreleased, which are really good.
Exciting.
And we could even, these days albums have a different sort of, albums are so hard to make, they take so long. With the, with the Spotify generation, it's almost good just to put out single song. It's interesting, back in the 60s and 70s, you'd put out a single and you would always have a B-side with it.
Yeah,
Because it was physically on the other side of the 45. See, I was reading about this woman, Kathy Dennis, who wrote the B-side of the Spice Girls. You know that big song by the Spice Girls?
Wannabe,
yeah. She wrote the B-side of that.
Oh, wow.
She made so much money because every time that anyone bought Wannabe,
she got the money too.
She got the money too.
Brilliant.
But you don't have that these days.
Well, I mean, if you need somewhere to put those unreleased tracks, you can send them through to us before the end of New Zealand Music Month, if you like.
Okay. We've actually got thousands of hours of really cool jam. Because we were such a huge jamming band, we'd meet up every week, turn the tape recorder on, and sing improvised songs into the microphone. And so we've just got hard drives full of all of the very quirky, funny, improvised songs and groovy jams and stuff.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It's like if Voom was an iceberg, that's the sort of stuff that you have never heard, and there's a whole lot more of it than there is of the pop songs.
I can see many fans shaking in their seats hearing this.
Yeah. I've spoken to Danny about releasing like an album of instrumental jam, which are just sort of groovy, bass, drums, guitar grooves and stuff that are really good to put on in backgrounds and parties. A bit different from the computer-generated sort of groove music that's around today.
We need more guitar jams to party to, I think.
Yeah. Bring back the guitar. Yeah, you have no control over what the music is. It seems to be stylistically completely original or lost.
Yeah, and you just get on a full journey with it as well.
Yeah, and out of that were born tons of songs.
Totally. Well, that's all I have for you tonight. Thank you so much for talking.
Oh, it's a total pleasure. It's nice to hear that people, still remember stuff or, still into it. It's really cool. Funnily enough, we seem to have a lot of younger fans, and I just have no idea where they hear the music from.
BFM.
Yeah, BFM.
That was Rewind, presented by NZ On Air Music.
Thank you, NZ On Air. We love you lots. Happy New Zealand Music Month, everyone, by the way. So this track I have for you by Voom is Be Your Boy, which was voted 95 BFM's favourite track ever for the whole year in 2006. Here you go.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.